And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina's ugly racist past is back in the news again in the aftermath of action taken by demonstrators at UNC Chapel Hill to tear down the controversial statue known as Silent Sam. While the incident provoked a lot of emotional and strident remarks from some politicians initially, many sane and cooler-headed voices have come to the fore in the days since to provide some critical perspective about the statue. In an insightful essay for Raleigh's News and Observer, former Assistant Attorney General Hampton Dellinger explained that Silent Sam's mere presence at UNC constituted a violation of federal civil rights law, which forbids universities that receive federal funds from maintaining racially hostile learning environments. Meanwhile, a lead editorial in the Charlotte Observer noted that while vandalism is not generally a path to meaningful progress, the important thing here is that a monument to racism is now quite happily gone. The bottom line, North Carolina leaders need to publicly acknowledge the shameful history of these monuments and the destructive impact they have on our state. The time to remove them from places of public prominence and respect has long since passed. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.